This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Talking about the Myrtle Creek Music in the Park series today, Ted Rummis joining us from Myrtle Creek. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So, going well this year, I understand. Sounds like you've already had a couple of good shows.
Yes, we have. We had two good shows in July prior to Myrtle Creek's fantastic summer festival this past weekend that ended with its traditional acclaimed fireworks. However, with Music in the Park, we now move on starting July 30th and all Thursdays in August with five more weeks of free Music in the Park at Myrtle Creek's Millsite Park. We have three local groups and two new groups to Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park coming up starting July 30, this Thursday, July 30, the fabulous Del Monte Brothers Blues Bands out of Roseburg will come and play their bona fide old school blues, and T-Bone Stone is often referred to as a harp-slinging blues man. Always a lot of fun. Sponsored by Dad's Garage Tap House.
Well, I've worked with him on some other shows before, and boy, guy can really play.
Yes, he is, and he's fun. He's popular. He's local, and we get a good response from having him come and join us in Millsite Park.
All right, what else is ahead?
Well, then we move into August. We have four full performances in August on Thursdays. The music is 6 to 8:30 p.m. First Thursday in August, the 6th, is Bump in the Road from Veneta, Oregon. They are our country came on the country scene in 2003 as Oregon state champions in the Colgate Country Showdown competition, and they perform as a modern-day pop country rock band sponsored by J-Man Realty and SoCo Coffee Company. That's our country group. And then following that, on August 13, we have the local popular Eddie Ross Band, who just performed at Myrtle Creek's Music Summer Festival. they will do contemporary country music, and he adds his own blend of charming wit, humor, and fun, sponsored by Rebecca Joy Sexhauer EXP Realty. August 20th, returning, he's been here a few times over the years past, Broadway Phil and the Shouters from Murphy, Oregon. Broadway Phil Newton and his harmonica and the Shouters have been bringing blues concerts and clubs to Southern Oregon since 1994. So they're going to come and join us on that to August 20th evening. And then our closer on August 27th is a group that we brought on at the Flying Pig in May event at Myrtle Creek Airport, the Moon Mountain String Band and the Instrument Petting Zoo. This is a seven-piece band grown in the forests of Western Oregon. They play a blend of traditional bluegrass roots with a new grass flair. They captivate their audience with rich harmonies and technical musicianship that showcases their diverse backgrounds while paying homage to the genre's rich heritage. Their Instrument Petting Zoo adds a unique and interactive educational experience to close out the 2026 Music in the Park concerts, and that's sponsored by South Umpqua Disposal.
Well, you've certainly got a lot going on there. Remind people where the venue is and other things they should know about the shows.
Oh, certainly. Downtown Myrtle Creek, the only traffic light in town. Turn right down toward Millsite Park. Parking is free. The concerts are free. Food vendors available both on and off-site. We have very good success with with our food vendors recently, and we're going to have several information vendors there as well to let people be aware of some of the things that are coming up in the Myrtle Creek area, including the new mural project that's going on here in Myrtle Creek. Music is 6 to 8:30 Thursdays, every Thursday is in August, July 30th, and every Thursday in August.
Well, and of course, you've got to brag on the fact that you've been doing this for a long time.
You know, that was the last thing I was going to say, as I always do, and thank you for reminding me. The longest-running free concert series in Douglas County is Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park.
How many years?
This is year number 39.
Wow. So, which means you've got to at least do one more.
Yeah, got to get to the 40th. Thank you, Kyle.
Good lineup. A lot going on in Myrtle Creek. Ted Ramos always in the center of it. That's what's happening with the Myrtle Creek Music in the Park concerts on Thursday night. Ted, anything else to mention?
No, come on down and see us. We got a lot of good things going on coming up here in Myrtle Creek, and we... by the way, the Oregon Sourdough Company is now open for regular business on Main Street, formerly at the Dog Bakery. And we got a couple other new food businesses coming on board real soon.
All right, and we'll get back to you about food tasting. Sounds like you've probably already been there.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
All right, Ted Robeston in Myrtle Creek, 837 at the Morning Report.